Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Bob Doty reporting. Pope Francis appealed to the United States Wednesday to take urgent action and help slow the pace of climate change because the world is at a critical moment of history.
Accepting the urgency, it seems clear to me also that climate change is a problem we can no longer be left to a future generation.
President Barack Obama warmly welcomed the leader of the Roman Catholic Church to the White House on a beautiful autumn morning in Washington, and he agreed that Americans and people throughout the world have a sacred obligation to protect our planet. The president and the Pope are speaking at an official arrival ceremony celebrating the Pontiff's first visit to the United States. They saluted each other in speeches that were frequently interrupted by applause from 15,000 invited guests on the White House lawn.
You shake our conscience from slumber. You call on us to rejoice in good news and give us confidence that we can come together in humility and service and pursue a world that is more loving, more just, and more free.
Turning to the 78-year-old Pope, the President praised the Pontiff for your humility, your embrace of simplicity, the gentleness of your words, and the generosity of your spirit. Chinese President Xi Jinping is calling for better relations with Washington to help prevent what he called what he said would be disastrous conflict between the two nations as he begins his week-long tour of the United States. The comments came Tuesday during a much anticipated policy speech to business leaders in Seattle. Chinese leader also addressed cyber hacking with President Barack Obama, and he had said that it would figure prominently in their one-on-one talks at the White House. This is VOA News.